Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we spoke with Lake Effect contributor Art Sear about the escalating humanitarian crisis in Syria. Our next guests are Syrian artists and activists who now make their home in the United States. Forced to leave Syria because of the danger to themselves from the escalating conflict there, celebrated painter and writer Fadia Afacheh and actor Jay Abdo, who are also married, work from this country to support the rebel cause against the Assad regime. Afacheh and Abdo were in Milwaukee last week to speak to and work with a group of high school students attending Global Action Through Engagement, a program that is hosted on the WUWM campus by the Institute of World Affairs. They were able to stop by the studio then. Fadia and Jay, welcome to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You are both artists. Fadia, you're a painter. Jay, you're an actor. With a situation like Syria, what can you express and get people to understand through your art that diplomats can't do?
I think arts in general have a very much bigger impact on people than a word or sometimes politicians speaking or newspapers or the news, etc. And I know from my country that so many people were affected more by videos or by paintings or by TV shows we've made or we've done way much more than were affected by news or other people speaking. So I think that art must be always active, and especially during the revolution, our revolution, so many naive artists moved people. So you imagine how can specialists or talented people do. So I noticed that in our country, people are very anxious to art, and they accept it, they receive it, and they read it. Well, that's why so many artists were persecuted and tortured, and sometimes they fled the countries in order not to be detained or anything else.
And that is true for you. You left the country.
Yes, we had to. Yeah.
You had to leave. Was it a real fear that you would be persecuted and found?
Yes, it is a real fear. Actually, it's a fear for any activist. And now the art is connected with activism because, you know, the first message of any art should be the pulse of the society. And if there is no the pulse of the society, it's not art anymore. Without a message, we cannot pretend and tell people that we are an artist. And this is my point of view, that art should be with a message telling the suffering of the people and express the things we cannot express in our ordinary life. And this is what happened in Syria. I discovered lately that we have a lot of artists in Syria. We have a lot of young artists. They will never be able to express their feeling. But now, after what happened in Syria, suddenly you discover a huge amount of art. You can find it in the network, all kind of art, the visual art, painting, poetry, theater, everything. You find people start to express and start to just show their talent coming from their suffering, coming from their need to express and talk. And art is the perfect way to express it. And actually, it's the perfect way to tell a message of the population. Because no matter what politician, as Jihad said, take the lead and talk about our suffering, we need to give the right pulse of our people. And we are the people. We are the people. That does mean we are the artists. Everyone now, I consider every single artist in Syria, even I call now people who just write some words in the graffiti, in the wall, in the walls, in the city, I call them artists. Why? Because now, for me, I appreciate the message more than the art itself. And this is how I see the art now. I have changed my point of view about art after the revolution in Syria have totally changed. I was thinking of art and using art, to be honest, in a selfish way. I was expressing my own feeling. Sometimes I was committed to some small things like the women's rights, doing some art for women's to express their suffering in our society. But now my point of view have totally changed. I start to see new art, new kind of art. And I think it's a kind of new movement in the art. It's a new movement when you hear the rap, the new rap of the new artist, when you see the new cartoons and movies in YouTube, when you just see some young people who just take a picture and videos for demonstration and post it online, I see an art on that.
So it's almost the message
yes.
is so much more important mm-hmm. than the actual medium yeah. that is being
yeah.
used.
Yeah. So I think this is change. That the history will recognize this movement of art in the future as they recognize the school of Impressionists. And I believe this is a new kind of art now emerged from the new movement of the population.
Do you think that artists in Syria, is this happening right in Syria, or is this happening more through people like you who have had to leave? I mean, is it both?
It is both. It is both. But inside Syria, artists must hide and must work underground. Politicians in Syria, which is the government, is so afraid and so concerned about those artists because people don't trust the politicians anymore. And this art is much more readable for people. So they read it, they understand it, and above all, they trust it. And they throw their hopes on this art, on this young people, young generation.
The government in Syria is very clever, if we can see clever between two quotes. They use the art. They recognize how much art is important to move people. So they figure out that if we manipulate the art, if we had some big names and artists join our view as a government, and support us as a government, people will follow that. Now you can see in Syria, unfortunately, we have two kinds of art. One art pro-Assad, the president, and one art pro-humanity. Yesterday, one of my, I consider him teachers on the painting, he's very famous globally, Youssef Abdelki, they arrested him. He have never expressed his feeling against the government by writing. He was just painting. What he was painting? The faces of human beings, of Syrian people. Just from this, they arrested him because they understand the message. They know how much this is important. He was just painting faces of children, refugees, women, people around the Syria who are suffering. And there is no political statement, even though the government arrested him. Because now the government asking every artist to join the government and start to support the government because they know how much art, as Jihad said, important and how the people follow the art and understand it much better, and it's really affected.
So the underground art, the art that is expressing the revolutionary point of view, how is that getting to people? Is the internet playing a big part of that? I mean, how are people seeing this?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the internet in Syria, you will be shocked that we don't really have a good access to internet. Just very few and limited areas, there is internet network in it, and just young people who are able to serve the internet. But the majority of the population, they are not able to use the internet. But we have noticed that after the revolution, if we have like a graph, people start to use an internet and to communicate much more in the media, social media, after the revolution, probably 100% more. So even all people start to use it and learn it because they have noticed that this is the only way, unfortunately, we can communicate and send a message and even organize ourselves as a movement. But still, it's not easy to get in the internet. With all these difficulties, people tend to go to the internet because we are not able to gather, we are not able to communicate in person, we are not able even to have a demonstration in the street, peaceful demonstration. So the only way actually to send a message or to tell that this atrocity happened, so the internet was the method of people to send a message, tell the whole world that this is happening in Syria and to communicate. Also, what we have to admit, there is another side of that. Everything in life, unfortunately, have two sides. The government also using the internet, and we have to admit they're using very efficiently. They have an army called the Electronic Army, and they are trying to mislead the community, mislead the whole international community, and even the people in Syria, to send the wrong message and to support a theory the government invented that there is a conspiracy against the government of Syria from all the world, and we have to fight against it, and we have to stand with the president.
Do you think, though, that people outside of Syria believe that message? Or are they more likely to believe what's happening on the revolutionary side? Because that's coming out in social media as well. What do you think?
I've traveled the world. And unfortunately, people don't know about the other neighborhood. What would they know about the Middle East or a country in the Middle East? So when the government or anybody gives any videos or paintings or a poem or anything, they take it and they think this is the source, this is the real, this is the reality. And that's why our regime from the first beginning started to give this impression that we are facing or having a conspiracy, and second, we are attacked by Islamists and jihadists and people from, I don't know, I'm fundamentalists. So in order to impress the whole world that he's progressive and, I mean, a positive or, you know. So, yes, it's double-faced. And, I mean, people from all over the world have so many, these days, have so many sources that they're lost between in translation. They don't know what to believe, where's the truth, and who is telling the truth, because I see so many of them. So, yes, and something about the artists, the art not only inside Syria, because so many artists have smuggled their paintings and their works outside, and we can see so many exhibitions in Europe, the United States, or other countries, maybe from the Arab world, who support any point of view.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in and telling us just a little bit of your story this morning. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Fadia Afashe is a native of Damascus, Syria, and is a writer, celebrated painter, lawyer, and activist. Her husband, the actor Jay Abdo, is also Syrian and an activist as well. The couple currently lives and works in the United States. They were in Milwaukee last week to work with high school students attending Global Action Through Engagement, a high school program that's hosted by the Institute of World Affairs and Discovery Camps at UW-Milwaukee. There are links to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a short break now and then dive into the very cool ocean of moons that orbit the planet Neptune. We'll chat with astronomy contributor Gene Creighton next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio,